Well, good morning, everyone. This is Deacon Up coming to you again from Power in Unity Ministries. Tried my best to get here earlier, but things got in the way. But you know what? Jesus knows about this every day. We love you so much here at Power in Unity and so thankful for everybody who writes to us, who encourages us to continue this ministry. Listen, when Jesus talked about the different things that were going to come about to be warnings, you know, of the wars and rumors of wars and the earthquakes and all this kind of shaking and all this kind of stuff that he talks about in his word. It's not gloom and doom. It's not judgment upon the earth. It is just warnings. It's a love letter. It's signs to look out for, because when you see these things happening, he says, know that the time is near. And even though that time may have been 40 years ago that you actually read it, or even 50 years ago, doesn't matter. Time is closer than it was before. So they, to me, are like love letters. They're like, I love you so much, I'm going to tell you what to look for. Not gloom and doom, and not judgment. Judgment is coming, yes, and it'll come to the house of God first, because we have let down the righteous standard of God and allowed the enemy to turn our and twist his holy word. But that is not what all these earthquakes and volcanoes and all that you hear about are. That they're not judgment on the people. To me, they're not judgment on the people. They're signs and they're warnings. Look closer than we were before. In saying all that, let me begin. The Lord gave me this, he began speaking this vision in rhyme. Now that was different, but he begins like this. A wave was rushing in, brought in by the north wind. It looked like a sheet of glass as it settled, just covering the grass. Shining so bright as the sun touched the earth, underneath it, things were turning round and round. I could see a machine moving fast, plowing up the ground as one life was found. Suddenly, the water sank into the land and new life began. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm turning off my phone in case you wonder why I'm looking over here. I don't want it to go off. Suddenly, the water sank into the land and new life began, refreshing the earth and giving it new birth. God is not only going to give new birth and touch the soul of man, which is most important, but he's going to touch our land and revive it also. This vision, this words came forth before I actually saw the vision. And as I literally saw, it was like a mighty blast of northern wind that came in, and as it passed by me, it was like a sheet of glass that landed all across the land, just above the grass blades. Think about how deep that was. And it left behind it everything that was calm and peaceful. The sun was shining on it so bright that you couldn't see what was going on beneath, but he gave me just a little peek that there was this machine going on, digging up and rooting out different things that were underneath my Lord and my God. It reminded me of how if you see a wave coming in to shore, and it comes in so forcefully onto the beach. And then as it goes back very peacefully. But as it goes back, it leaves the sand glittering. And I don't know if you've noticed or not, but I'm sure you have. If you ever walk the beach, you see these little creatures start digging holes. Well, there was this machine that I saw underneath this vision, this wind that blew in. It was like water settling right above the grass blades, but there was this machine underneath that were digging up all these roots that were underneath. This wave, as it settled, was so bright it caused the the natural light to be blinded so that you couldn't see what was going on underneath. See, God is always moving, always moving. It was plowing up roots and destroying those things that were hidden that the natural eye didn't see. The Lord was working, restoring, repairing that which was broken and frozen. And then suddenly, as it came in, the glittering water sank into the ground. It sank below the grass blades into the ground, and new life sprung up everywhere, like a bubbling burst, like a bubble, not a bubbling, but a bubble that, you know how it goes into a sinkhole and it'll just burst because it fell into this sinkhole. That's what it would look like. New life just began to spring up everywhere. Praise God. That's the best way I know how to describe it. The blast of this north wind came in, leaving water just above the grass line. And you couldn't see it with the natural eye. I'm trying to repeat it like I could see it. But there was a machine whirling around, and it was digging up all this trash that was under the ground. And new life sprang forth. He said those in rhyme before he ever gave me the vision. Thank you, Jesus. And then he says, you are about to walk into new days, walking in my son's rays. Ooh, hallelujah. Shining on your path, releasing you at last. The words that you speak will be mine as you move through, as I move you through space and time. Miracles and wonders you will see as you walk closer and closer to me. I'm telling you, I don't know how you feel, but when God begins to give me a vision, if God begins to show me different things and revelation just pops off the pages of his holy word, it makes me want to draw closer and closer to him. That's what he said. A new life will begin. Praise God. The surface of the earth will shake as beneath an earthquake, changing the face of the land at my command. No need to be worried. Just be prepared. Hear what he's saying. This is a time not to fear, but to kick into another gear. As lightning flashes and thunder crashes, my church will rise, revealing all of Satan's lies. Everything that was hidden will be surfaced. We're going to be revealing the enemy's disguise and his lies. My Lord and my God, we're going to take part in all this. This is not all up to God. He is in us. We are the hope. He is the hope of glory that lives inside us. We are his feet, his mouthpiece, his hands reaching out. My Lord and my God, we're going to take part. As lightning flashes, thunder crashes, my church will rise, revealing all of Satan's lies. My church will see the power of one come together as the Father, Spirit, and Son. For my church and I are wed daily. I feed them on my wine and bread. You will walk in my shoes. Ooh, hallelujah, motion under my high. Go and tell the good news with the fire of Pentecost to win the hungry and the lost. My God, have mercy. Things, oh, my Lord, that's been my heart's desire. This fire that I feel inside of me, I want to reach out and just touch and give to others that they will see this is not gloom and doom, but he's just giving you the room. Hallelujah, Mashiach. Ooh, things are going to happen suddenly and quickly like a thief in the night, turning things over, things that were buried out of sight. This is that machine that we saw, Halamoshika Lamahaya. Things rising to the surface like silver and gold, the greater gifts from heaven will unfold. So it's not only going to be revealing the evil that has been hidden through the lies and disguise, but it's going to receive, is going to release the silver and gold that's been beneath. But he says the greater gifts are the gifts from heaven that will unfold. gifts of grace and mercy and wisdom and knowledge and power and authority. We're going to see it rise up within the power, the church of the living God. Things not seen before from heaven will pour. I am the God of today and yesteryear. I am just kicking into another gear. Woo, halalalamashanamahai. We think we've seen God in all his glory, and he's not even begin to tell his story. Halamoshikalamahaya. Glory be to God. So hold on tight. He says we're going to take a flight to places unknown where seeds of love I have sown. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah, mashanamakai. Do not be discouraged or dismayed. Things are lining up my way, he says. Awake, awake, my church, and pray. Seek my face. Come together, each member, family, and race. There's no difference in him. He doesn't see us in color or creed or how we dress or the color of our hair. He sees us as his child, cleansed from the inside out, a new creature whose name has been written down in heaven, my Lord and my God. To defeat your enemy in me, unite to pick up your sword and shield to fight. Faith, hope, charity must agree as Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. He is our supreme example. Hallelujah. United we stand, divided we fall. Unite my people is heaven's call. There's this unity he talks about. I see the enemy's plans to attack so clear. He's trying to attack you from the rear. But be watchful, for I am in charge. I go before you and I am your rear guard. What did he say yesterday? How do you explain that? The waiting is hard. This I know, my plans concealed, as to my prophets, one by one, my plans I reveal. That's why we all don't see the same thing. He doesn't give his total plan to any one person. There's some to do this, there's some to do that, some are to speak to the world, some speak to individuals in situations. We're all used in different ways, but his word, it always is backed up by his word. Ezekiel just came to mind. Ezekiel was a prophet. When I just spoke about the disasters and how it's gloom and doom coming out of a lot of people and judgment coming out of a lot of ministers' mouths, I just thought of Ezekiel and how when he killed, the disaster was in the land. Phantom was in the land. And he went up on the mountain and he killed over 400 false prophets. And then what happened? Redemption came. It began to rain. My Lord and my God, that just hit my spirit. Praise the name of Jesus. He says, I am watchful and in charge. I go before you and guard your rear, and your rear I guard. Waiting hard The waiting is hard, my plans concealed, as to my prophets, one by one, to them I reveal my plans. America, through the storm, my hand extended, she will rise, lifted as my intended. Ooh, halalala, boshanamahai. I've told you and told you and told you. America has been chosen by God to be a lamp unto this world of a living and almighty God. Get ready, many souls, their sins atoned for the harvest seeds that have been sown. He just talked about those seeds. Righteousness, holiness across this land as I begin brushing with my hand. Ooh, can you see him painting the most beautiful scenes and skies? Ooh, righteousness and holiness across this land as I begin brushing with my hand. Evil destroyed, goodness prevails. As Satan deploys, his schemes all fail. Ooh, hallelujah. Heaven and space are mine. Earth is my footstool. Fear not, I reign and I alone rule. Continue to worship and praise me, and the glory of God you will surely see. Be alert and be careful, watchful today, for I come quickly to take it away. Be assured of this one thing. I am Lord and I am King. After he speaks such powerful words and revelations to us, this was my heart. Lord, just the thought of your embrace, of your amazing grace, your promise to meet our heart's desire and set our heart on fire. As you bring this part to fruition, we wait for you to ignite our ignition, to breathe in us your breath as we learn in you to rest. For every storm that rises, you will lift us higher. You plus us are a team. You are our red light and our green. Your promise we deem as you reveal the enemy's schemes. As in you we live and breathe, for souls in trouble we grieve. Ignite our souls, make us strong and bold, as you roll out our future like a scroll. Bend an ear so we can hear when we pray all that you have to say. Lord, we come against thievery, the thievery ploys, plots, and schemes as Satan has prepared to bring down the mighty God and Yeshua, the Christ, the only begotten Son, who holds all power and authority in his hand. We come against the spirit of doubt and confusion and despair that tries to diminish our faith in the one true almighty God and his only begotten Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. The imps of hell try to create fear and dread in our hearts, in our lives. We realize that God is our provider and our protector and so much more of our spirit, our soul, and our body. We understand that you created all things in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether they be principalities, powers, might, or dominion. All things were created by you, for you. You are before all things, and in you all things consist. That God has seated you far above at his right hand, all principality, power, dominion, and might. He has made you head of the church, which is his body, which we are a part. And all authority and power has been put in his hand. We cast out all sickness and affliction, every form of diseases and affliction back into outer darkness from where they came. We have the authority of this in Jesus' name. We call forth the holy angels to guard our backs while we go about our daily duties. Satan, I speak to you. You have no authority and no power over me, my family, my ministry, my job, my finances, my health, anything pertaining to me. For I have been redeemed by the power of the blood of the only begotten Son of the Almighty Living God, Jesus Christ. I cannot be defeated, for we are victorious in Christ. We have made the decision. We are disciples of Christ. We will not back up, shut up, give up, or burn up until we have preached up, stored up, paid up, stayed up, and preached up, preached for the cause of Christ. And as we go forth into the world today, may his light shine brightly through us, that man may say, Jesus is Lord and he is King. Amen and amen. God bless you. I went over my time today, but that's all God's business. I love you, but God loves you so much more.